The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Hey, it's Cannon. I got the call from Columbia Records this morning. They're like, hey, man, do you want to interview Luke Combs in a few minutes? I'm like, of course I do. I want to talk to Luke Combs. Didn't have much time to prepare. I had to go like off the dome on this one. But they're like, you get 5 minutes with Luke Combs. So I made the most of it. Maybe the best 5 minutes of his entire life. Probably not, but that's the story, and I'm going to go with that. Today, Luke Combs talking about music, kids, and more on OHP Uncut. Subscribe to the channel for your chance to win a virtual meet and greet with your favorite artist. We pick new subscribers to win those. Click subscribe, and then hit the little bell for notifications. It's OHP Uncut and Luke Combs.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
What's up, man? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's an honor to welcome my fellow North Carolinian to the show.
Right on. I appreciate that, man.
I don't get to say that very often. There's an artist out right now called Tusi. He's actually from my hometown of Raleigh. I know you're from out near Charlotte. Well, welcome, man.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's an honor. Where are you today?
I'm in Nashville today.
Oh, very nice. You look like you're in a professional environment there.
I am, dude. I'm pro in it today, you know. You got a nice light in front of me to make me look less pale, you know. It's nice.
Well, welcome to pop radio, my friend. We've been waiting for you.
Yeah, it's intimidating, man. Look at me. I'm, you know.
Your first album dropped in like 2017. From then to now, Luke, what's been the most like gratifying experience you've had career-wise? Not obviously not like the birth of your son, but like career-wise, yeah. It made you go, you know what, man? I'm here. I finally did this. I've dreamed of it my whole life. And now I feel like I've made it because this happened.
Man, there's so many. I think, you know, getting asked to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry is huge for me. That was a huge, huge moment for me. You know, getting to, you know, even like down to my first, you know, headlining tour, you know, and that was even, I mean, heck, that was before they even signed my deal with Sony, you know. I think, you know, for me, making it was always just being able to pay the bills doing something that I love to do, you know. So everything else is just really, you know, kind of extra, like cherry on top kind of stuff for me. And, but man, I've been super lucky, you know. I've gotten to do so many different things, and I just love it. I just really do.
I'm sure you have some crazy fan experiences from the road. My family are all country music fans, and I know you guys are really more warm and welcoming, I would say, to doing, you know, meet and greets and being there with the fans than people maybe in other genres. Have you ever had a fan take it maybe a little bit too far, man?
No, honestly, nothing wild. You know, you get somebody that's had a few too many every now and again, but, you know, that's nothing that's not to be expected, I think, you know. It's been pretty cool, man. I mean, most people are pretty cool, you know, I think, for the most part. Most people are just kind of pumped to get to be there. And, you know, you get the occasional proposal and stuff like that, you know, that's unexpected, but it's pretty
manageable. Must not have done their research.
Yeah, it's pretty manageable. Pretty manageable.
You've got, I want to mention this before we go. You got a son, you got another on the way. I want to congratulate you on that, man. Thank you. As a father, I know how great that must be.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's a lot of fun. Something new every day for sure.
When it comes to texts, I know that like when you sit around with your partner and you've got your kid there, it's fun to kind of pick out traits about your child and say, that's so you, or that's so me. What's the last thing that text did that made you go, God damn, that is my clone right there?
I don't know, man. He gets pretty happy when he sees a plate of food in front of him. So I don't know what that feels like. So I would imagine that's probably number one. So I see that about 3-4 times a day. So
I'm curious. I've never gotten to ask a country star this question before, but when you write your songs, do you picture your audience in your mind as you're writing and think about like where they are in the moment they're going to be consuming that song? And if so, like, what are you picturing in your mind for the audience as far as when they are absorbing your music?
I try to not think about that too much because, you know, I don't want it to feel like it's like, you know, you're selling a product, right? Like I still do make music because I love doing it. And I make stuff that I love that I feel like, you know, stuff that I enjoy singing. Right. And so I feel like that, you know, translates subconsciously even, you know, and I'm never going in going, man, I need this thing or I need that thing. It's just like, whatever I'm feeling that day is kind of what we're going to do, you know, or whatever. You know, a lot of times I get, you know, I got great buddies that, you know, bring in an idea that they have and, you know, sometimes they got it halfway written and sometimes they don't have anything, you know? And so that's great. That's a huge asset too, is having, great friends that are really great songwriters too, that can help you, especially if you're, you know, in the middle of a tour and having a one-year-old, you know, the song ideas, you definitely don't have time to sit around under the shade tree and think about what you're going to write about. You know what I mean?
When it came to Fast Car, whose idea was that to cover that song? I didn't think I could love that song anymore, man, but I was wrong. Hearing your voice on it is definitely an amazing experience. Whose idea was that?
Yeah, that was mine. You know, I've loved that song ever since I was a kid. It's one of the first songs that I even remember. It's probably my first favorite song that I ever had. Just, you know, running around in the truck with my dad. And we went in to record it. And, you know, my buddy Jonathan, he actually tried to talk me out of doing it. He was like, man,
damn, you just called him out too. Look at that.
Yeah, I was like, why? He was like, why are you going to try to? He's like, why are you going to try to do that, man? And I was like, I don't know, man. I'm not doing it for anybody else, you know? Like, I'm just doing it because I love this song. And I've been covering it since I started playing music. And it's just something that I thought would be cool and fun. And turned out great, man. You got super lucky.
Yeah, I'd say it did. And how does John feel now?
He's the one that actually told me the other day. He came out on the road with me. And he was like, I think I tried to talk you out of doing that song when we were in there. And I didn't even remember him talking me out of it. So I won't hold it against him.
We're glad you didn't talk him out of it, man. We're going to play it right now. Thank you for that gift, man. We appreciate it, man. Congratulations on your forthcoming son. And we just appreciate your time, man. Thank you for your art and your energy. And of course, your music, Luke. We really do appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Cannon. Thanks, bud. Appreciate your time today.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.